man of truth, with whom she would build a nation. But when night time came, destiny betrayed, the veil concealing another. Sister shed not her shattered dreams, took hold of her heart and her senses. Mama Rachel, will cry for us again. Will you shed a tear for your dear children? If you raise your sweet voice now and then, they will come. Mama Rachel, will cry for us again. Won't you shed a tear for your dear children? Yisukatech v'shavuvanim l'kulam. In a roadside grave she was broken hearts of her daughters and sons bound for exile. When her plaintive cry divine concern, a challenge to her maker. Can the deeper than yours, our Creator? Our Mama Rachel, will cry for us again. Won't you shed a tear for your dear children? If you raise your sweet voice now and then, the day will come. Mama Rachel, will cry for us again. Won't you shed a tear for your dear children? So who takes the now and then? The days will come. Mama Rachel, will cry for us again. Won't you shed a tear for your dear children? So who takes the now and then?
Yeah, right. Okay, just to share a little bit Chazara, a little bit what we spoke about and the before and after. We're just coming, some of the Chevra Rizocha, just to be by Kever Rachel, like we spoke a little bit about in 2024, the amount of people. I'm sure there were more than 20,000 people. I can't imagine a lot of people, a lot of Yidden, a lot of our brothers and sisters, Baruch Hashem, to be at Kever Rachel, as we said, Kenai Nahara in Eretz Yisrael now, they're over 7 million. 7 million. 7 million of us, Baruch Hashem, Kein Yirbu. To think of Rachel Imenu, how many thousands of years sitting there alone. It wasn't like that. Now it's a whole production, Baruch Hashem, for us to be there. V'shavu banim legvulam. And we know that the ikkar, the main reason that we're in Gullus, is because of Sinas Chinam, literally the opposite of Rachel. Rachel, you know, people think that Sinas Chinam is, you know, in relation to someone who's far from you, to to love them, avas chinam, to love someone who's far from you. Rachel teaches us that her very sister, her own sister, to give up for her sister, to give up and to love her sister. There's no greater love than to give up something of yours physically, spiritually. She gave up spiritual for her sister. She gave up physical for her sister. She didn't know that she was going to end up marrying Yaakov. Could have been, right? We all know the famous thing that the Leah is going to marry Esav and Rachel's going to, right? That's what the Chazal say. You have two daughters. You have an older daughter and a younger daughter. I have, Lavan said, I have two. Yaakov says, Yitzchak, Rivka, two sons is Esav, the older one, and Yaakov, the younger one. And Leah is older than Rachel. So what's the big deal? Leah will marry the Esav, and Rachel will marry Yaakov. Now, once Rachel gave up Leah, gave up Yaakov, so she's in essence giving up her ruchnius. She's taking a chance. There's no greater sacrifice. No greater sacrifice to give up your ruchnius. They say a story. I hope I get this right. They say from the Kleisenberger Rebbe, I think they say over in the concentration camps after the war, so there was a, I hope I'm saying over the story correctly. They say Rav Asher Weiss's father, I think this is the story that goes, that he was with him in the concentration camps. And after the war, he wanted to go back to learn in yeshiva. He says, I want to go start my life. But they went through enough, losing their whole family, being in the concentration camps. So they say, I think the story goes that the Kleisenberger Rebbe told him that during the war you were moser your guf, your body, right? We all call it mesiras nefesh. He says, now after the war, we have to set up Talmud Torah, we have to bury, unfortunately, they had to bury a lot of people, they had to be involved in setting up Klal Yisrael. The Jewish people were destroyed. You know, 6 million, mamish, it was from the worst times in history for the Jewish people. So he said to him, he said, you were moiser your guf during the war. Now you're moiser your nefesh. Now you're moiser your ruchnias. When you're moiser, when you give up of your ruchnias, right? Where they say that story also, another story like that, where one of the tzaddikim, they had matzah, they baked matzah. It's a famous story by the war, and they baked matzah to give out one for every person. And one of the tzaddikim came and said, I want to have two. Give me two. So they were surprised, like, you want two? Why do you want two? Everyone gets one. Like, it sounded like you're being a little bit, he was being a little bit selfish. You're taking two. What happened at the end? At the end, they came back. The gabbai of the tzaddik came and gave him and said, here's matzah for the Seder. So the tzaddik said, how'd you know that I didn't have matzah? He says, because I knew you'd even give away your own matzah for your friend. I knew that, so I took the extra matzah because I knew that comes right Erev Pesach, you're going to give away your actual matzah for your friend. You're going to give away your ruchnias. You're going to give away your ruchnias. Rachel gave away her ruchnias, gave away her gashmias. That's why Rachel, Imenu, that's why Rachel is the one who we're called B'nai Yosef, we're called B'nai Ephraim, HaBen Yaker Li Ephraim. We're called the children of Rachel, even though we don't come necessarily from Rachel. We come more from Leah. We don't come from Yosef. Maybe somehow somehow we're married in. But we're more Yehuda from B'nai Leah. So why are we saying Mama Rachel? Why is Rachel? We were talking on the bus a little bit. Because the pshat is that she understands what it is to give up of herself, to give up for another Jew, to give up for your brother, for your sister, for your roommate, to give up your pain when you're going through pain. Right, nowadays it's called, everyone's for hyper-focused on, you know, you're codependent, which is true. You have to be careful to make sure you take care of yourself also. It's not a stira. It's not a contradiction. You could give up of yourself and you could, right? We were talking a little bit right before about being silent. Not when you're going through pain and you want to say something. One of the hardest things in the world is not to say something. It's one of the hardest things in the world when someone, right? When during that moment where someone hurts you, or someone offends you, to hold that pain, to hold it for somebody else, for you to go through pain, for you to suffer for somebody else and to put someone else before you is a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Of course, you have to know yourself and heal yourself and be careful to make sure you're not abusing yourself. But it's also so important, that lesson of avas chinam, to love somebody else and to put someone before you, to bring someone else a cup, to pour someone else a drink, to give someone else a chair, to help somebody who's struggling, to put your arm around somebody, to be there for somebody else. It's very difficult. When you're married and you have children, that's really the purpose of marriage and children is to live for somebody else. You're not living for yourself. The Nefesh HaChaim writes that his in the Hagdama, his father says, "V'kach haya avi oimer tamid." My father, Reb Chaim Volozhin, always used to say, "Lo la'atzmo nivra ha'adam." We're not created for ourselves. Elo l'hoyo l'achrini. We think that we're created for ourselves, for my life, for this. We're there for other people. We have no idea if we're there for our parents, we're there for our wife, we're there for our children, we're there for another person. Okay, well, of course, like I said, it's important to take care of yourself and make sure that you're able to take care of other people, to overflow. Question, comments? Yeah, Ari, I see. Oh, exactly. So I like that question a lot. I think it's good for us to talk about it. Because I think Reb Meilech, one of the tzaddikim, said, in one pocket, I'm supposed to have Bishvili Nivra Olam, which means the world was created for me. And in the other pocket, it's supposed to say, Anoichi Afer Ve'efer, which means I'm there for somebody else, Avram Avinu. And the greatness, yeah. It means I'm dust, I'm like dust, I'm humble, like Rachel Imenu. So it is, like Ari's saying, it is a paradox, and it is something that's difficult. Because on one hand, im ein ani li mili, the Mishnah says, im ein ani li mili, which is bishvili nivraylam. What does it say right after that? Uchshani la'atmi mani. But if I'm only there for me, that's not. I need to be there for me, because if I'm there for me, then I could be there for you. But the purpose of being there for me is not to be there for me. The purpose of being there for me is so I can overflow and give to others and be there for others and help others. That's why people have money. Why does Hashem give people money? Why does Hashem give people money? So they could share it. Why does Hashem give somebody chachma? So you could share it. Why does someone give you love? Why does Hashem give you love? So you could share it. If you come from a certain family, that you have something, that you have love, that you have certain things, you could share it. Everybody has something that they can share. This guy might be lacking in love, and this guy might be lacking in money. So if you speak to anybody, you speak to guys who grow up very, very, very wealthy, or they grow up in a certain thing, one of the things they love to do is they love to share their money. They love to give their money. Why? Because they feel bad. There was always that kid in class who I was able to, you know, go to Florida, go on the trip, and this guy, or my lunch, you know, or I could spend my credit card, and the guy, my friend. So he likes to treat out the people because Hashem gifted me with money. So share the money. Hashem gifted you with a good personality. To share that personality, Hashem gifted you with confidence. So go over that you could stand up for the victim. That's Rachel Imenu. It's mamish, like that is it. If you're a guy who people like and you're a popular guy, you have confidence. So go over to somebody who doesn't have as much confidence and bring him into your circle. That's Rachel Imenu. That's a Jew. A Jew includes. We don't exclude. We don't exclude anybody. We only include. And Ari's right. It's an amazing discussion to have. It's something that we you know, the Baruch Hashem for the Binyamin principle, that's the yesod of the Binyamin principle, which is deep down, of course, I need to know that Hashem loves me and He's there for me and Bishvili never olam and it's all me. It's beautiful. But that's not the end. That's not the end. The end game is you want to be someone like Rachel Imenu. We all want to be. We all want to be like someone that you're able. I'll end off with a story. I'll end off with a story Shkayach Reb Zev. I'll end off with Hilchos Lashon Hara. Rachel was shoysik, was quiet. I'll end off with the story, and then we'll do a quick halacha. Thank you. The story is like this, and I what? Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. The story goes like this. It's a quick story. Someone traveled for a long time to this up a mountain. You guys can imagine from a mountain traveling to meet this like wise man who's this genius, whatever they're called, like a guru, someone who could give him advice. Travel goes up, goes, and he says, "How do I get $1 million? How do I get $1 million? How do I do? Give me advice. That's what I want. How do I become a very wealthy person?" So the old guru, right? You can imagine what he looks like, right? Long beard, and he's got his thing. He goes behind this thing and he pulls out this diamond or this jewel or this thing, and he says, here you go, here's $1 million. This is worth $1 million. Like, for real? Like, yeah, no problem. The last of my riches is all I have left. Go take it. And gives it to him. You heard this? Gives it to him. And the guy's like, wow, that's awesome. And he travels back. On the way back, he had a few days to think. He's like, oh my goodness, that's incredible. He runs back up to the guy and he says, take back the gem. He gives it back to him. He says, I want to know the trick to be able to give away your $1 million. Because that's greater than the $1 million. That's what I want. I want to be able to have so much that I could give it away. That's greatness. Greatness is not having. Greatness is having so much that I can give it. If you can't give it, then that means you really don't have it. As I've said many times, you can only give what you have. So if I don't have it, then I can't give it. So you want to be the type of person, we want to be the type of person, and this is really, I think, that's why I like your question, Ari, is that we want to be, maybe we have to spend our whole life, you know, that's, I think Rabbi Freifeld said that's why Navardic never took off in America. Because Navardic, and this is probably, he said this in the 60s, because Navardic is like, you're a nothing, that's the Musar, whatever. It's not to understand what the Shitas Navardic was, but you're a nothing. Slabatka was like, you're a something. So he says, because we have to build ourselves up so much because we don't believe that we're something. We have to work so much to be something. To realize how great we are, to realize how amazing we are, so that I can give that over to you. Because if I don't realize that I'm great, then how can I tell you that you're great? If I don't realize that I'm lovable, then I can't imagine you being lovable. If I don't have $1 million, I can't give you $1 million. I can't give it to you. I don't have it. So the more you have, yeah. No, please.
You just learned that in the Kosh from Michelin.
Yeah, that what?
Let's say it's to give.
Oh, you can give it if you have it, right? The Gra says, right. You can only give it if you have it. So our tefillah is Rachel Imenu, cry for us. What's the pshat? Rachel's alone. She sits alone in where she sits. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Leah are all together. But Rachel says, I'm willing to be alone. Why? Why? So I can be there for the Jewish people when they're traveling. That's what I was saying, like to imagine what it's been for the thousands of years when it's been quiet. It's been quiet. Only the last 100 years, 50 years, 60, 70 years are there so many Jews now coming to Mama Rachel, coming to Kever Rachel. But she's willing to sit alone. Sit alone, that's what it says. It says, that's what Chazal says. She's sitting alone. She sits alone, why? For us. Just like she sat for her sister. She's willing to give it all. It's like incredible. It's an incredible thing. Yeah.
It might just be, it's just
Yeah.
You can't possibly, we were saying that, like, you have to have Aniyot or whatever on dust.
Right.
And then also, like,
B'shvilim
Nivrolim. So, like, Ruchel, it must be that she just felt so confident.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So why would it ever be beneficial to think that it's dust? That's what I'm, like, what does that mean? I don't understand.
Yeah, okay. That's already the inyan of I'm humble, of Alakai Nitzor L'Shorim, Meira Sosayim Dabirma, V'lim Kalai Nafshi Sidoim, V'nafshi Ka'ofra La'kol Tia. What does that mean? I want to be humble to everybody here. You want to be humble. That doesn't mean that I'm nothing. It means I want to be able to make it that everybody, V'nafshi La'kol, we say it every day in Shemoneh Esrei, three times a day, V'nafshi La'kol, right? Ka'ofra La'kol Tia. I want to be humble to another person. I want to go ahead and I want to see the good in another person. I want to give to another person. That's really what it means. It doesn't mean I'm nothing. It means if people could, people, okay, so someone did something to me. Okay, great. Okay, good.
I have two separate pockets. I mean, if it doesn't mean I'm nothing.
Yeah, good. It just means to hold them both. It means in order, it just means I have both tools in my I have them both. I know two truths. That what?
They don't seem separate.
Yeah, good. They're in my pants. It's one pair of pants. It's one pair of pants. I'm wearing it. I'm holding it. It means that I'm filling myself up. Listen, it could be like this. A person can go ahead and he could cry to Hashem. And he could say, I need to do tshuva. I want to fill myself up with Torah. I need to spend time so that I could have to give to somebody else. It doesn't have to be in the same exact moment. A person could spend time, right? You feel good about yourself so that I could give to somebody else. I make money so that I could give people money. I work on my mental health. I work on my emotional health because I know that one day, you know, I can give that over to somebody else. Not that, it doesn't have to be that that's why exactly I'm doing it. But Hashem, and you guys will see this, you'll see this. When you're younger, it's hard to know why you've been through everything you've been through. When you're younger, it's harder. It's harder because you're not post. When you get older, you say, wow, maybe I went through all of that. Maybe I went through all that because I'm going to end up helping somebody who actually went through the same exact thing. I didn't know that. Hashem puts us on paths that we don't know. We don't know why. In the moment, it's like, why do I have to go through this? But I know for myself, as I get older, certain experiences that I went through life when I was your age, I didn't know why then I had to go through it. But maybe Hashem, you know, made me go through that in order to be able to help, you know, other people. You know, who knows? Who knows? But that's Rachel Imenu. That's really the essence of Rachel. Ari's asking great questions. There's more to talk about it. We should all be Zocha, each and every one of us. B'schus, how Zocha were we, how Zocha are we to be Yud Aleph on the yard site of Kever Rachel Mamish, Beis Lechem, Derech Efrasa, to be at a 2024, to be at a Ksid, to be at a sing together, to have a guitar, Tzamen, that we made a Kiddush Hashem, to sing together, to daven. You had a minute to daven for Klal Yisrael. Who knows what we're poil, what we accomplished. Who knows what we accomplished in our tefillah. Who knows by... Who knows? We have no idea. One day we'll know what we accomplished. Okay, just quickly discussing someone's bad midos. You can say, my brother became very lazy since in his yeshiva, they don't care about him being late. My grandmother was a very nervous mother. Interesting. Since she experienced many hardships in her life. Page 39. Hashem should help us all. B'shavu banim legvulam. We should be zoicha to the Gula Shlema, b'schus Mama Rachel, b'schus all the tzaddikim, b'schus our tefillas, all of our tefillas. What do we want already? Achenu. When we sang Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, it was very emotional for me over there on at Kever Rachel. As I looked at you look into Beis Lechem, as we were where we were standing, looking into Beis Lechem and say Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hashem, enough. Enough of the tzaris, enough of the pain. Bring us out of this galus and bring us all a gula shalom.